1, 2, 3, 4. Okay, this is recording. So, Ben, you'll have to cut off the front part of this, okay? Hello again, everybody. This is Peter Graves. I'm at the Ski Tour of Canada 2016. And today we have Chris Grover, head coach of the U.S. team, with us today. And Chris, thank you for taking the time. I know it's very, very busy. But first, quickly, overall impressions on the tour.
It's been a very exciting tour from the perspective of all the different venues that we've had a chance to race in, and the organizers done a nice job of getting us from point A to point B. Of course, now that we're here in Canmore, things just got a lot more relaxed because we're in one venue for the week, as opposed to having to go from venue to venue to venue as we did earlier in the week, which was exciting, but logistically kind of challenging with a big team. But the organizers did a good job of getting us from place to place, and now we can kind of relax and focus on being in one wax room, on one venue, in one hotel for a week. So it's been a great tour, and of course we had some cold temperatures to start, and now we're into some warm temperatures, so we're getting a little bit of everything.
And at all the stops, we've had very good crowds. We should note many Americans that have come up here to watch this, which is great.
Yeah, for sure, and we definitely expected that, especially in Quebec City being so close to New England, and of course we saw that in 2012 that we had a big American contingent there, and it was really exciting to see the stars and stripes along the course, to see so many familiar faces, so many people had their families there, had friends there, colleagues there, kids from the programs up to watch. They were loud, and we could hear them, so that was really fun.
Well, tell me a little bit about your views on the results, because we've had some great stuff.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, obviously, like, the highlight for us has been opening the tour on day one with two podiums, having the kind of day that, you know, we've never had in U.S. history, where we have a man and a woman on the podium at the same time. So that was really fun. We've continued to have some great results, especially the ones in Quebec City with Jesse Diggins and Sadie Bjornsson really leading the charge. In those races to get to excellent places in the overall. We've seen that, the same two ladies that were having such consistent results in the tour to ski earlier this year are also the ones that are having success here.
Yeah. You know, one of the things, we all came on a charter flight from Montreal, and I think it's not entirely easy to stay healthy on a tour like this, and unlike the Tour de Ski, which does not have any air charters between countries, there are complexities. How are you guys generally doing with health on the U.S. team?
We're doing really well. We have a couple athletes that are definitely on the edge, and it's going to be a little bit touch and go to see what happens with them over the next couple days. But in general, we have quite a few athletes that are still going, and nobody has abandoned the tour. And to me, that's quite surprising. I really thought that by the time we finished four hard stages in the East, we would lose some athletes. So we're doing really well so far with health.
And as the season comes to a close, athletes go, a lot of them go on vacation. Some, of course, will go to the Super Tour finals in the East. And then, really hard to believe, but then you start planning and everything for next year.
Yeah, this season has gone incredibly fast. I mean, it was a season where we had more World Cups than I think we've had in any season in history. And it was condensed. It didn't really start till Thanksgiving time. And now here it is earlier in March than we normally finish, and we're already done. So through that period, we've only had a couple weekends where we weren't racing all winter long, and it's just been an intensive period. And the athletes are a bit worn out, and lots of the support staff is starting to get a little bit tired too. So people are ready for a break.
Chris, thanks very much for talking to us. Good luck during the rest of the time here in Canmore.
Thanks, Peter.
All right, that is with U.S. Ski Team Coach Chris Grover, and I'm Peter Graves from Canmore.